You're listening to New Tinea. The FDA authorized a vape with an optional age lock. The FDA authorized JUL2 and 2 nicotine pods after reviewing adult switching and youth risks. The device can remain locked until users verify their age online, but that safeguard is optional. The evidence comes from company studies, and marketing authorization does not mean vaping is safe. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized JUL2, a new vaping device that can be locked until its user completes age verification through an online app. The decision also covers tobacco and menthol pods containing about 1.5% to 1.6% nicotine. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
The FDA granted marketing orders for the JUL2 device and 2 pod varieties after reviewing their effects on adult smokers and risks to young people.
Why does it matter?
The device includes an age-gating option, bringing identity controls into hardware that has historically been easy for minors to share and use.
What is the catch?
The age verification is optional. The evidence was submitted by the company, and FDA authorization does not mean vaping is safe or recommended for non-smokers. Key fact, JUL2 can require online age verification before unlocking, but users are not required to enable the feature. What the FDA actually authorized. The orders permit Juul Labs to market the device, an 18 milligrams per milliliter tobacco pod and a menthol pod in the United States. The FDA judged the potential benefit to adults who completely switch from combustible cigarettes to be sufficient to outweigh population-level risks, including the menthol product's appeal to young people. This is not a medical approval, and the products are not smoking cessation medicines. The regulator says people who do not already use tobacco should not start. Its decision also imposes marketing restrictions intended to reduce youth exposure. An age check inside the product. The device can remain locked until a user completes verification through an online application. That moves age assurance beyond the store checkout and into access to the device itself. The distinction matters because a correctly checked purchase does not prevent an adult from later handing a product to a minor. However, the system is not mandatory. A technological control that users can leave disabled cannot by itself solve underage access. Similar limits have appeared in platform regulation. New Tinea's coverage of New Zealand's proposed under 16 social media restrictions explains why the enforcement mechanism can matter as much as the age rule. The switching evidence. In company studies reviewed by the FDA, 19.9% to 34.6% of participants using tobacco-flavored pods stopped smoking cigarettes after 6 weeks. The range for menthol pods was 28.4% to 49.3%. Those figures describe complete switching during a short study, not long-term abstinence from nicotine. The pods contain less nicotine than some older Juul products. Still, nicotine is addictive, and replacing cigarettes with vaping reduces exposure to many products of combustion only when the smoker switches completely rather than using both. Before we overstate the result, the FDA evaluated confidential evidence supplied through the pre-market tobacco process. 6-week switching rates do not establish sustained quitting, and authorization does not prove the optional age gate will prevent youth use in homes or social settings. The app also creates practical questions about access, identity checks, and data handling that the public decision does not fully answer. What happens next? Juul says it plans applications for stronger pods and additional flavors. Regulators will need real-world data showing whether adult smokers switch completely, whether minors bypass or ignore the lock, and whether marketing restrictions work. The most useful measure will not be how many devices support age gating, but how many require and enforce it. Read the full article at newtinea.com.